vehicle had turned to go wrong way on the southbound off-ramp, or on-ramp, and immediately stopped. The suspect, it was a female, jumped out of the vehicle and started to run. The trooper tackled this individual, and as he was struggling with her on the ground, a black sedan pulled up, did the same thing, came wrong way on the off-ramp, fired one round at the trooper, and then sped off. The trooper was not hit, was not injured. As the suspect shot at the trooper, it did go through his passenger window. So what we're looking for is a black sedan. We believe it's a two-door Honda Civic. Not exactly sure, but that's what we believe it to be. And it has a blown-out window because it shot through its window as he shot at the trooper.
Was it a separate motorist who called in about the female driver?
Yes, it was actually a motorist that flagged down the trooper and said that, hey, there's a reckless driver out here. And so the trooper caught up to the vehicle, followed it, and was able to get it stopped. The vehicle we have here on scene has been reported stolen. That we do have the suspect in custody. She's actually at the hospital right now being checked out for injuries. So not necessarily injuries, but just being checked out and be held for evaluation.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. So there's one caller and two cars involved here. So there's a vehicle, a caller,
an RP that reported the reckless driver. Okay, so they're not involved at all. So they reported this to the trooper. The trooper catches up to the vehicle on 35th South southbound.
Which is what? What kind of vehicle?
The vehicle we have here is, it's a red sedan, like a red Subaru, I believe. I'm not exactly sure on the make. It's a red four-door vehicle.
So gets up to her and she turns around here?
Yeah, so he's following the vehicle, trying to get it stopped. It won't stop. The vehicle turns and starts coming the wrong way on this off-ramp here, on the 35th South on-ramp, going northbound on the southbound the ramp. It abruptly stops, and then the driver, which is a female, jumps out of the vehicle and attempts to flee. The trooper gets in contact with her and tackles her. And then as he's doing that, a black Honda does the exact same thing. We believe there may be some communication between the two, that they may know each other. And he comes along, white male, we're not exactly sure, fires around through his window at the trooper, misses him. The trooper says he felt or heard the shot go above his head. And then the trooper, the vehicle fled down the ramp and then into West Valley
and
somewhere.
And the male in the black Honda fired from the driver's seat?
Yes.
Okay.
As he passed by.
And is he still at large?
He's still at large right now, yes.
You guys are looking here on ground and obviously up in the air too, right?
Exactly, yeah. We have our helicopter support up looking for him. We have the West Valley's been contacted. They have their officers out looking. We had West Valley detectives here. They may know who the suspect is, but we're not 100% sure. We're not 100% aware of who this person is, but we're following all leads we can.
Was anything found inside the red vehicle?
We have not searched it yet. We're waiting for our investigation team is here. We have not gotten into the vehicle yet, so we're waiting that. We're going to get a warrant, haul it off to one of a secure location and search that vehicle.
How many shots were fired at the
As far
Honda?
As we know, it was just one shot was fired at the trooper.
Was it able to return fire?
He was not able to return fire. He was engaged with the female at the time that it happened.
Where did that round go, sir? Was it into the mall here, or
they fired it across? It would have went eastbound, so it would have went into the berm, or even it could have even gone into traffic there. We're not exactly sure where the round went.
But there have been no reports of a car being hit, or
no, we don't have any reports of that.
So shot fired out of his driver window, but through the trooper's passenger side, right?
No, it actually through the driver shot through his passenger window at the trooper. It didn't hit any vehicle or anything. We don't know where the bullet went.
Oh, it didn't hit the trooper?
It didn't hit the trooper. It didn't hit the trooper's car. The trooper is out of his vehicle.
But it didn't hit the car. Okay.
Steve, can you just talk about this atmosphere law enforcement officers facing? This is just a reminder of how dangerous the job is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing that, we're always cognizant and have to be aware of everything that's going on around us. We have to have the heightened alert, sense of alertness. Because we never know what something's going to happen like this. We're always in the reactive mode. If somebody wants to take us out, we have very little. They know they want to take us out, and we have very little time to respond to it. And so it's very difficult for the troopers and any law enforcement officer. They have to be reactive, and they don't have a lot of time to prepare for it. That's why we have to have the mindset to always be prepared, if something like this happens.
Yeah, was the trooper injured and tackled?
The trooper's okay. I just talked to him a little bit ago. He's obviously he's a little shaken up at first, but he's doing okay right now.
How long has he been on the force?
He's been on the force about a little over 2 years.
Any idea what this woman, or not the woman, sorry, the man in the Honda looks like, a description?
We don't really have a description right now. We do have a couple witnesses that did see him go by and fire. We did get a report of it as a white male, but we're not exactly sure if that's the case or not.
Where did this initially start? When the lady contacted you or waved your trooper down to say, hey, this is what's going on, where did this actually start?
I don't
know
exactly where it happened. It was southbound on I-15, probably, or I-215, just further north than where we're at now. I don't know exactly, 21st South, between 21st South and 35th South.